Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
All right, guys, we're back, man. What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good.
Very good.
Football is back.
I was say happy first NFL week, guys. Pretty exciting stuff. Pretty exciting stuff. I'm excited, especially when the weather dropped. I was like, man, this is perfect. This is football weather. Fall. I said, sitting all at home at all day with nothing to do but watch football with the cold temperature outside. I was like, this is perfect. This is peak male happiness right here for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's hard to beat. You know, this June and July were rather nice. You know, July was a little dry, but it wasn't overly hot. June was pretty mild. It was rain-filled, and August came around and just said, okay, there's your teaser. Here's 110.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Knock on wood, I'm hoping everything's starting to kind of equal back out to where it's not going to be overly scorching or freezing balls cold.
Yeah,
I think so. Seems like September is going to play out to be a really nice month, and then I'm sure right after Halloween it'll start to cool off quite a bit.
I think we're gonna have our last pool day on Saturday. It's supposed to be 98, so we're gonna take advantage of it and watch the pool go by now.
Dang. 98, get me out of there.
Shoot, I got in it yesterday. It was about 78, 80 degrees. I just said, screw it, jumped in, little mild ice bath. Like, oh, this is actually kind of nice.
That helps. Yeah, I'm waiting for this fall weather's got me excited for hunting season, too. I'm like, ooh, if it's already this cool. Usually it doesn't cool off until, like, mid to late October.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already starting to get cool now. I'm like, it's going to be a good season.
They're going to start moving. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I'm excited. So, a lot of good stuff going on this fall. I'm excited with college and pro and high school football and everything going on. Yeah. And I think we're just going to jump mainly on NFL this episode. So
y'all want to get started? Let me kick off one little baseball tidbit.
Yes.
So apparently Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber set the MLB single season record with his 14th leadoff home run.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. The previous was Alfonso Soriano, who had 13 in 2003 with the Yankees.
Good call. Nice. Good call.
So, there's your baseball. Let's transition.
Nice. Congrats, Schwarber. Shout out. NFL, guys. So, had an awesome Thursday game. And then they did a Friday game in Brazil. And then most games on Sunday, followed by the Monday Jets 49ers. Y'all want to kick it off with a Thursday game, Ravens, Chiefs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think going into that, I mean, we were expecting a lot of hype around Lamar Jackson. He signed a big contract in the offseason. He's taking over the offense. Let's see what he can do against Mahomes.
Especially with Derrick Henry in the backfield now.
Yeah.
Rematch of the, what was it? Was it the
AFC Championship?
AFC Championship, I thought, yeah.
But, you know, it's almost like, I guess, Lamar getting his added input on running the offense is, like, you know, Derrick Henry got that first rushing touchdown, and then all of a sudden it was like, whoa. We can't have him being the bell cow. I need to run the ball. I'm sorry, but, you know, Lamar, good quarterback. best running – him and Hurts are the best running backs playing the quarterback position in the league. But I think he is almost a hindrance in a way to the Ravens offense, and he can't get out of his own way because you've established the run early in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're keeping what's the best way to do? Establish the run, keep the ball out of Pat Mahomes' hands. They did that almost the whole first quarter. And then you go away from it. You start trying to pass the ball. You're getting three and out. You're not getting far downfield. You have a fourth and short, and you try a little swing pass that gets snuffed for minus 2 yards. And I don't know. What are y'all's feelings or thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think that Lamar – I mean, if you take it back to, like, Prescott and the idea around Prescott being the highest paid – NFL quarterback and all the controversy that makes, I feel like Lamar Jackson's in that same boat. He's a guy that can't get over the hump, got his payday, which arguably I think he was being underpaid, but now he might be getting overpaid. And then giving him full reins of the offense is certainly not gonna work with the team that they have there.
Yeah, what was that about them giving him more reins? Was that just Harbaugh suggesting he just gets to call more at the line or what?
I don't even know where it stemmed from. I don't know if it's part of his contract or not, but during that game, they kept talking about how they were giving Lamar Jackson reign of the offense this year.
I guess reigning MVPs get to call their own number more. And I'm still on that boat where I'm sorry, didn't have the best numbers. You know, I don't know. I was team, I guess, Josh Allen on that one because, you know, he put up some numbers. You know, like I said, Lamar's a good player. But, I don't know. I think he's got a better overall team around him. Yeah, his offensive line is new to each other this year. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Hey, you got a guy like Derrick Henry in the backfield, and you got a dual threat of him and Henry who's going to get the ball. Why do you need to throw it? Run pass option, RPOs, you do give and go, I mean, whatever.
But at the end of the day, I mean, they still lost by an inch. You know, they had at the end of the fourth quarter, 0 seconds on the clock. Was it likely at the back of the end zone? Missed it by a toe on the line. So, I mean, you're still right there. And I'm sure if they scored that, they're going for two there, I'm assuming.
Oh, they'd already lined up for two.
Yeah, on the road, you go for the win – or. No, they were in Baltimore, weren't they?
Oh.
No, they're in Kansas. They're in Kansas. On the road, you go for the win. At home, you go for the tie, right? So you're going for two there, and who's to say they don't make that and win it? So, I mean, you're literally an inch away from tying and maybe go ahead and winning the game. So, I mean, overall, still, even despite all the mess-ups or mishaps that he had, you're still right there with the two-time defending champs. I assume they're only going to get better from here.
Oh, for sure. And you can argue that Justin Tucker missing that field goal is a big play. It's like, what about Lamar's fumble that turned around immediately was a score? And so you can kind of – I guess one of them was like a six-point swing. It may have been the fumble. You know, you kind of get – you have momentum, and then that's when the game changed. As soon as he lost the ball, it's almost like, oh, crap, the Chiefs smell blood. And then after that field goal, oh, crap, the Chiefs taste blood. You know, but, I mean, he got his, and like you said, the Ravens are obviously, they are going to get better. They're already a good football team. I still think the Chiefs are vulnerable in that if you can establish a run game, it keeps, you know, their high potent quarterback off the field, who's a playmaker.
Yeah. It cracked me up how they said that if that was Deion Sanders instead of likely, it would have been a touchdown.
Apparently Lamar was still arguing, saying, oh, he was in, that's a touchdown anyway. No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that because, you know, Deion's got, like, three toes on one foot, right? Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the pictures of Deion's foot? Yeah. It was, like, missing.
Yeah, it's missing the big toe and the second toe. And it's really got the last three. some blood flow or something where he lost the blood flow in his toes, so they had to cut him before they clotted or something. So yeah, he's just got like three toes on one foot and it's just sitting there like this. So it's,
was that the foot he had the real bad turf toe on, or was it like a diabetes?
Maybe. I don't know. There was some kind of health issue that they had to take the toes. But yeah, someone's like, if it was him catching it, it would have been a touchdown. But I feel like watching that game that the Ravens have a lot of room for improvement, and then looking at the Chiefs that they have a little bit of room for improvement. So maybe at the end of the year, Ravens might be the better team, but who knows? Kansas City always seems to find a way to win and be in the playoffs and go deep in the playoffs. They just, I mean, with Andy Reid at the helm, man, anything's possible. They and Mahomes behind center. It's just, and then they get Hollywood Brown coming back. He was on injury, so he wasn't there that first game. I think he might be back next week, which will be another potent for their offense. Another not as fast as Tyreek Hill, but as quick, short, speedy guy. So they do have some weapons, that's for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this going to be game one of this year's AFC championship? We're going to see that again?
Quite possibly, yeah. If they're not 1-2 in the AFC, they might see each other in the championship. But yeah, there I could definitely see them rematching in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, moving on to Friday, what's your guys' thoughts about the Brazil game between the Eagles and Green Bay? Yeah.
Were they slipping all over the place? I didn't watch it when I saw
all over the place.
Peacock. I was just.
I thought the Packers did a really good job at losing that game in which they had every right to win. Philly didn't win that game. Packers lost it. End of story.
Yeah. Is that because Love got injured? Or?
Second to last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the backup tried to throw a Hail Mary for the last play and got sacked or something at the 50. But yeah, they were slipping and sliding all over the place. Someone was complaining saying it's a soccer field that's not meant for big body people to be cutting. It's a different kind of grass, whatnot. But it's just one of those where people were saying it wasn't as loud. You know, you think you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have soccer fans, you know, that'd be cheering on. But so I don't know how this experiment goes. I don't know if it was a good – it doesn't sound like it was that good. They weren't allowed to go out or do anything pretty much just due to the – high risk of violence, I guess, in the area. Not supposed to be wearing green, which you picked the
Green Bay said.
Yeah, you picked the two greenest teams to go to was São Paulo, Brazil. Yeah. And then Eagles wear black and white, and Green Bay wears their greens. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it doesn't seem like it was or as good as a success as England or Germany was. So, but they said that Hurts is the leading passer in interceptions in South America, in Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, and a little take from that is like Hurts kind of looked atrocious. I mean, he didn't look good. You know, yeah, his numbers, I mean, you can argue and say his numbers are 20 of 34, 278, two touchdowns and two picks. But he just, he looked off. He didn't look comfortable. And you take one of those with a 67-yard touchdown pass to A.J. Brown.
With everybody slipping and sliding around him, too. It looked like a slippery slip and slide out there.
Yeah. But just listening off 105.3, you know, they're pretty accurate in their descriptions, and you know the fan, they're pretty accurate. They just, you know, were reading things that Hurts just it kind of started picked up where he left off last year. You know, I don't know if that's a thing with Sirianni the coach, he doesn't want him there, or if it's a deal with Kellen Moore. But, you know, I can say the bright side for the Eagles was Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
24 for 109 and two TDs.
Yeah. I had a good feeling about him once he got to a better offensive situation. I just knew that he was going to – he had the tools to dominate, but he just needed some help to create some holes or get some push off the line. And it goes to show, like, what he was capable to do when he does have a good line. But
I mean, look at Josh Jacobs, his counterpart that game, 16 for 84. I mean, that's pretty good as well. So, it's, you know, why aren't you feeding him the ball more? You know, don't give the Eagles a chance. And I get it. You can say the field was crappy, which going back and looking at the videos, neither quarterback could get their footing to plan off and throw or scramble around. Receivers were slipping out of cuts. Running backs, I mean, they're already, I guess, supposed to be lighter on their feet, even the heavier ones, but, you know, they can't make the cuts they want to. Mm. So it's almost like, in that environment, because you know it's going to be a humid place also. So why are we going to play a game on a field that's not conducive to football? It's just...
Technically, it's spring there, right? Southern Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. I mean, different climate, different, like you said, humidity. Yeah. It's warming up, not cooling down.
The grass it's probably, more wet.
Yeah.
And in most countries, they'd probably argue it is made for football.
True. Which I'm not arguing with them. It makes way more sense that their football is called football. Ours just piggybacks off of it, I guess, because of the name. It definitely, American football needs to have.
Football.
Football. Yeah. American football definitely needs to have a different name. It would make more sense. I don't know what you'd call it, but.
Pigskin.
Yeah. But yeah, it was, I don't know if they'd be going back or not. I guess we'll find out in the years to come, but watching some of the on TV about Hurts doing the RPOs and stuff, how much he missed the read, giving it to Saquon when Saquon had a wide open path, he pulled it and then gets hit by three guys that didn't go down the line and was keying on him. Just stuff like that, which game one, you know, your reaction time might not be spot on to where game 10, 11, but I don't know if that's been a problem with him since day one in the NFL or if it's just game one or what.
Well, let me ask you this. Is that kind of the Derrick Henry effect with Lamar? I mean, Hurts is a running quarterback. He's not a thrower. He's a runner. And now you got Saquon. Does he still want the ball to run or is he looking to give it?
I don't know, but I would think if I was Hurts, now that you have a good running back, that I'd be giving it off more to save my body and then just be sitting in the pocket making some throws.
You get ready for the tush push.
Yeah. What'd they call it? The Brazilian butt lift down there? Instead of the tush push.
I'm eager to see how the tush push works this year without Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
That center.
We'll be able to see if it was the center or the running back or the quarterback, just like we got to see with Brady, if it was Belichick or Brady. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to see who it was. I know it takes both of them to make it perfect, but you're going to definitely sincerely miss Kelce when all he had to bring to the table, either locker room, out there on the field, you know, consistency, leadership. Yeah. You're missing a lot with him off the field and having to replenish.
Yeah, for sure, and you know that is a big piece of the pie. Is you have a good center, your offense is going to run good. He's calling out protection. He's looking, reading everything. That's less than what the quarterback has to do. Now he's just calling, you know, hot route for this guy because he's reading the second level and on. The center is, you know, looking at the linebackers, who's creeping, safety creep. You know, how are the linemen set up? So. It'll be interesting to see, for sure.
My question for you guys now is, what do the Packers do? Do they try to go sign someone or just stick with who's their backup right now?
Malik.
I heard today they're gonna run with Malik.
Do they sign someone to back him up, or do they have a third string that's pretty decent?
I didn't even look that far in the depth chart.
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, they didn't put him on IR, so I guess they're really saying he's going to be week to week. So,
I don't know, man. It's definitely going to be interesting.
Watching the slow-mo, it didn't look good. You can see something pop under his sock, like it like definitely moved with that motion or that strain that the tackler put on him. And that's usually never a good sign. That's usually a solid 3 to 4 if something like that's moving. So I don't know how he's going to be week to week unless, like, who knows? NFL's got some magic stuff they do for recoup and recovery. So we'll find out. All the above.
Don't you put that needle in his knee.
Yeah, watching Hard Knocks and Receivers, how Varsity crazy Blues. They, yeah, Varsity Blues all combined in one, Blue Mountain State, all that, you know, just seeing how they put everything together to get them back on the field, you know, it's got gave them rabies or something. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I'm glad it's not season ending because there was some high hopes for Green Bay. So hopefully they don't get too far behind that he can come back and make a push for playoffs. Cause I'm looking for him to push, Lions for that division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, what do you think of Bo Nix, his debut?
I honestly didn't get that channel, so I didn't get to watch him in person. I just got to watch it on the GameCast. But it seemed like he was pretty solid. Like, he seemed like he did kind of the most of any rookie other than Jaden Daniels. It seemed like he was just kind of like that system quarterback. I don't know if there was anything special or not. I couldn't see with my own eyes, but looking at his stats, it kind of looked like he did better than a rookie, but not anything great.
I mean, he already did better than Russell Wilson. I mean, just, I mean,
yeah.
But, I mean, 26-42, 138, 2 picks, 5 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown.
Way better than Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, oh, he won for Chicago. No, he didn't. Their defense won. Let's leave it up to that.
How does anybody come to that assumption? Like, literally, he scored 0 points. The only points he scored was a 2-point conversion. I don't know how anybody comes up with that to where you literally had 0 points that – what was it? 3 field goals and a pick six.
And a scoop and score. Was it a scoop and score?
Or scoop and score fumble. Yeah, something like that. There's 2 touchdowns from the defense. And a pick, and 3 field goals or something like that.
Yeah, it was like a pick and a scoop and score. And
then to even, I mean, you're going to take the win, but to claim, like, I helped with that win, I guess to be like, no, bro, y'all did nothing.
Yeah, go play with your pink lip gloss and fingernail polish.
Yeah, you did absolutely nothing to help the team. I guess keep the defense off a few rounds. I don't know. But
they early looked like the Broncos were going to win that game, though. You know, they were up, and then all of a sudden, 17 late points later for the Seahawks, they kind of pulled ahead, and that was all she wrote. And you know, Bo had his 4-yard touchdown run to pull him within 6. But I think he showed flashes of potential in what Sean Payton likes, the type of quarterback. You're never going to replace Drew Brees for Peyton, ever. And he's a cut of a different breed. But I think there is going to be some workability and some promise in that system.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to support Peyton and getting the team around him that he needs. Did the Broncos defense, is that why they won? I was just looking at the stat line, and I don't understand how the Broncos were even that close in the game. I didn't watch it, but from the stat line, that obviously doesn't tell the whole story of that game.
I mean, Geno Smith, 18-25, 171, touchdown and a pick. Kenneth Walker, 20 carries, 103, and a touchdown. So it's not like the defense got torched. It's just, it seems like just the Broncos couldn't quite get to the end zone. I mean, 35-yard field goal.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Then they got a safety, 30-yard field goal, another safety, 45-yard field goal, and then with 2 minutes left in the game, you get your touchdown.
What's concerning, too, that
Bo Nix is the leading rusher on that team with, what, 34 yards? Mm-hmm. That's not a good sign. Mm-hmm. And I'd look for them to make a move off Williams, who's their running back there, or if there's an injury that we don't know about that was plaguing him that day.
It says Broncos defense had one interception, one fumble recovery, and two sacks.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
I mean, two safeties in a game—that's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, your team's doing something right there, right?
Yes.
Well, and I do like when rookies go out and they throw interceptions, and that's just from an aspect of they're just not reading the defense quite yet. The game's probably still moving too fast, but they're still slinging it and trying to get it in there. And eventually, that game's going to slow down for Bo Nix. So I think that bodes well for. Mm-hmm. Future games. And again, how do you know that somebody's going to be a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Would
Peyton Manning set the all-time interception record his rookie year?
Yeah.
And then had the career he had, you know? So, I mean, I don't really judge a person on their first year. I'd like to see improvement their second year, and I think by the third year you can really tell what kind of player they're going to be.
Yeah,
I mean, do you really think Jarrett Stidham or Zach Wilson is the overall answer?
No,
always Zach Wilson.
Oh, you little moron!
He's closer to home. He's closer to home.
Well, I didn't know if it was that or because of Zach Wilson's mom, but
could be.
Could be.
Got it going on.
Yeah, I don't know who they lean on for their running because. Devonte Williams, their starter. Jaleel McLaughlin is the second string. And Audric Esteem is the third string.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many names there that you would recognize. I don't know if it's a lineman issue, a running back issue, or both.
Which almost makes you wonder, why didn't they go out and get Dalvin Cook? Or a veteran leadership in the backfield? Or
yeah. He's not starting for Dallas. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. He signed a 1 year, didn't he, with that?
Yeah, but I would imagine that the reason for the practice squad was to get him back into game shape for a week or two, and then he's going to come, and him and Zeke in the back. I mean, people are saying him and Zeke in the backfield is going to be a two-headed monster.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, speaking of Zeke, I mean, I'm sure Deshaun Watson's wanting to file his own court papers the way the Cowboys handled him. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to file it on 11 participants, too. Everybody was after him.
Yeah.
No yeah, joke. Michael looked really good. Michael looked really good.
And listening to, speaking of Micah, you know, he's got an upcoming contract, and, you know, they were interviewing Stephen Jones, and he said Micah wants to wait. He wants to go out and put up all these numbers to prove that he is worth the money he's going to get. And to piggyback off that, to get more money than what he would get. Hey, all the power to him. If that's his motivation and incentive to go out and have a year, do it to a young man. You know, get paid.
Yeah.
Because in my book, you deserve that $240 million.
Is this his fourth year?
Yes.
So his big contract coming up. His rookie contract's going to be coming up next year.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan of the holdout. I think it's BS. But that's just me.
Well, I still think that Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb's contracts were already negotiated before they got this far, but I think it just feels like a Cowboy Jerry Jones piece to keep the Cowboys on the front of the headlines and talking about it the whole time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, to land that deal like before a game like that, it's kind of goofy.
He probably told them, hey, we signed the contracts, let's wait to tell anybody. We're going to break CDs at this time. We're going to break Dex at this time.
Yeah.
PR stunt.
Yeah.
It's funny. Speaking of contracts, you think Jamar Chase signs in the next week or two?
Hope so.
I mean, he already played, didn't he?
He did.
And he got shut down, didn't he?
He didn't have a great day. I mean, he had probably an average wide receiver day, nothing too spectacular.
I mean, you would think if you're after that money, you'd go out and make yourself get open. You would go out and be that playmaker.
Yeah, but T Higgins was out, so double coverage just goes after Chase.
Yeah.
But and all defense, Bengals look like doo doo paper. That was probably my biggest my biggest upset was New England's coming in ranked 32nd, 31st in the NFL, and Bengals just look like a mid level D2 team, you know, where just nothing clicking, penalties, couldn't catch the ball in the end zone.
So speaking of that, was it Bill Belichick holding them back?
I don't know. I don't know. You can't. You can never count out. Was it Brissett? Brissett. That dude's been solid everywhere he goes. He just couldn't stay healthy long enough to stay somewhere. Yeah. He's been a journeyman, and everywhere he goes, he dominates, and then he gets a concussion or something. So it's just like, I hope that guy can stay healthy and put a full year together and see his full potential, and maybe right off in the sunset with a good 2 or 3 year contract with somebody. But yeah, you can never count him out. Their defense is always good. Whoever they get for defense, Patriots always defense look good. But like I said, Bengals. I don't know if it's just because Chase hadn't practiced all preseason with them, but that chemistry was definitely not there between him and Burrow.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and to kind of segue off that, you know, Dak and CD were going after practices, and they were still running their route. They were doing their thing. So if Chase was refusing to do that, then that's on him. That shows you his character and all you need to know, in my book.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, CD and Dak did look on time. Like, first, what, four plays were straight to CD, either jet sweep or passes to CD, and they look really good.
See, what I like seeing was a leaner Zeke. I mean, that first little end around, he hurdled the guy after it looked like he wouldn't get anything. I mean, he got called back for a hold. But, you know, I was like, okay, is that the old Zeke from the first 2 years, you know?
Yeah. But then they have a big injury with, what was it, Ferguson?
Ferguson.
He's out for how many weeks?
They said he could potentially play this week.
I'm telling you, they got some magic in there. I don't know
what, well, they're diagnosing it as an MCL sprain, but he said it's more of a bone bruise. So, I mean, if Ferguson's saying it's more of a bone bruise, I would tend to believe him more than a word-of-mouth reporter. I mean, but we shall see Sunday what happens. I would imagine he may be kind of on a pitch count if he does play. You know, just kind of a little, hey, go out there, run a 5 yard out, and get the first down.
Who do they play next week?
Yes, let's see, New Orleans.
Who put up? Who put up 47?
47
on. Poor Panthers, man. Whoever, I have some buddies who's Panthers fans, and it's just like, I'm sorry. Just, I don't think Bryce Young is it, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look up tickets for the game. I heard like $1.80 for tickets.
Well, man. Shoot, you got someone the size of Deuce Vaughn in the backfield throwing the ball. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's you think you'd like to see a little bit of improvement the second year. I mean, like I said, see some improvement the second year, and then you show your true character third year. But, man, that first game was rough. I don't know if it's just who did they draft in the draft? Did they draft anybody? Like, are they still paying draft picks because they got Bryce Young with or what? But I would have went and got me some linemen for sure, or someone to block. It seems like that guy was running for his life every time he dropped back.
I don't know. That was just a rough, sad game to watch on both sides of the ball for them.
Yeah, I hope that Saints fans don't get too excited. I mean, they look good and put up 40-something, but I feel like if they get against a good team, that it might be totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't much to talk about that game. I guess one of the Panthers players said something to Derek Carr, and he just looked at him and was like, I've got three on you. Like, yeah, I would just go ahead and, shut up.
I don't know why you'd say anything if you're getting beat 47 to something, you know. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
I mean, right out of the gate, Rashid Shaheed, 59-yard touchdown reception. It's like, yep, this is going to be a track meet.
But then again, there were a few that I watched where Bryce Young, he got rushed out of the pocket, but still had a wide-open guy and still either overthrew him or something. And it was just like one of those where it's like, that's not the pressure from the defense. That's the actual quarterback making a bad throw, and it was just kind of like, there's about two or three of them like that that you could just tell. It was like, you got to make that throw, especially when you're struggling or you're down that much. You just got to put it in between the numbers, but he just overthrew or missed his man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the Panthers are this year's Chicago White Sox.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's going to be a toss-up between them and the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Daniel Jones is not the answer.
He's not the answer. I definitely would give him a 3-year.
Pick sixes since he signed his 100-something million contract.
He's got more pick sixes than actual touchdowns thrown. You're paying the man $130 million for that.
Yeah,
I could go throw pick sixes for $130 million.
Yeah, I mean, your biggest offensive weapon is, you know, Malik Nabers. You know, he's a good receiver, but you lost to Sam Darnold, the troubled journeyman Sam Darnold. You know, who had, 19-24, 208, and two TDs and a pick. It's like... Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And, oh, yeah. I guess Darnold did have a pick, or Jones did have a pick six that game, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah, I think once you lose Barkley and you gain all that capital, why don't you go get a good guy or a decent guy? Mm-hmm. Who's their backup? Who's their backup for Giants?
Probably DeVito and Drew Locke.
Drew Locke got hurt too preseason.
Once again, looking at those two, who's their backup?
You might see Drew Locke show out, man. You never know. He's got some swagger about him that he just, like, put me in, you know.
Yeah.
He showed out in Seattle a couple games when, what's his name was hurt?
Geno?
Virginia guy. Yeah, Geno Smith.
Oh, Geno?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think when you see Locke get healthy, he might slide in there.
Yeah. I mean, those were... Really, the Cowboys a garbage time touchdown to the Browns, and really in the second half, kind of some garbage time touchdowns. The whole game was garbage, but the two big blowouts were the Vikings and Giants and the Saints and Panthers.
Yeah, Sam Darnold did show out. That was a surprise for me.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how McCarthy would have shined if he stayed healthy, if he had playing against Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He would have looked like a stud, wouldn't he?
Hey, he would have by far had the best rookie day.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you think had the best rookie day?
Probably Jaden Daniels.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't get to watch him play, but just looking at his stats, man, it looked like he balled out.
Yeah, and they lost 37-20 on that game, which, you know, speaking of the Buccaneers and turning from the Browns, they were like, 42 numbers I said to listen to, 42.1 and like 144 or something like that. Deshaun's QB rating versus Baker's QB rating. I mean, they didn't give him a chance. They didn't give him anything.
I still don't understand how you get rid of the guy that led you to your first playoff win or two first playoff in. He didn't win, or did he make it to the playoffs? I forget what it was.
I think he made it. I'm not sure.
He made it. Still, someone that takes you to the first playoff in, 30 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get rid of that.
The Browns. Yeah. Well, they had to keep up their streak. What have they had in, like, the last 20 years, 39 starting quarterbacks?
I think they said they went – what year was it? They went 0-0-1. And it was their best start in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
0-0-1.
Mm-hmm. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was like 2020, 22, somewhere in there.
I mean, Jaden Daniels, 17 of 24, 184, and then 16 carries, 88 yards, and two TDs.
That's where he's going to be dangerous, be able to use his feet, too. That's going to keep.
So, I mean, none of these rookies really showed out passing-wise. You know, they're still getting used to the coverages. They're still getting used to the speed of the game. You know, they may have happy feet right now because now you have everybody that's like a Georgia or Alabama defensive lineman that's running 4.3s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, but I think Bo Nix will be good. I think Jaden Daniels will be really good. You know, like you said, I would have been real interested to see how McCarthy would have done.
Yeah.
And that's Dan Quinn's team now, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it seems like...
It'd be fun to see what he does. I just wish it wasn't with the Commanders, because I don't like them.
Yeah, and then one of your running backs is your leading receiver for 452 is Austin Eckler.
Yeah, well, that's his specialty.
Yeah. PPR champ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not last year, he wasn't. He's freaking did dog. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That was one of those busts, man. I felt bad for him because I usually like him. I would have picked him up if you didn't. So
yeah.
It's one of those where he was good for so long and then just you knew one year bound to happen. Kind of like Cup, you know, where he's been dominating and then had a bad year one year or did he get hurt?
He got hurt.
And now he's back to almost putting up video game numbers.
Well, I mean, Adam Thielen, he was that guy in Minnesota forever. That would be, and then he had, I guess, one down year, and Jefferson kind of took over and just let him go. Now he's with the Panthers, poor guy.
Still gets
paid, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's tough to make that money, though, when you're getting obliterated every week, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still taking it, but it just, just not as sweet, I guess.
So what do you think y'all's best game on opening weekend was?
I think it was the Cowboys smothering the Browns. I don't think anybody had the Cowboys winning that game. At least the people that I watch on TV didn't have them winning. And the Cowboys went out and they showed out. There was a lot of controversy about what they did with contracts. Is Dak going to be the person? And they hit the ground running just like they were last year. It's like they didn't even miss a stride. Now can they do that in the playoffs? Can they replicate that? So it's going to be a great, great season. And then also knowing that you have the weak Giants in the league is really good, or in the division.
Mm-hmm. I'm torn between Ravens and Chiefs, and then I really enjoyed the Lions-Rams game. Was really fun to watch. Just them going back and forth at it with Stafford, just legendary quarterback, and Goff with his entourage going after it. Man, it was... It was fun to watch, especially how back and forth it was. And did y'all see Stafford's no-look pass?
Mm-mm. No.
He was, like, looking right and threw it across his body to the middle. And I saw it in real time. I was like, did he just no-look that? And then, like, a few seconds go by, and they run a play, and they go, watch Stafford as he just no-looks this pass. And, like, seriously, it was pure peripheral, like, as far as you could see peripheral.
Right.
To where he was throwing it to. And I was like, there's no way that I would even risk that throw because you didn't know who was in front of him or beside him, but he made that throw. But it was fun back and forth, and Lions came out on top there at the end in overtime. So I really enjoyed that game. Those two, I couldn't tell you which one pretty well. I'd say Lions Saints or Lions Rams probably was my favorite to watch.
I mean, being a homer, of course, I'm going to say the Cowboys. That was the best game, just like Trey said. Because the Browns have a good defense, that they're saying. They were solid last year, supposed to be solid again this year, and they just went out and picked them apart, just ran over them. I did enjoy that first sack that Dak took. It's like, okay, there's a $240 million sack right there.
Oh, he got leveled.
But yeah. I don't know, but between the Rams and Lions and even the Texans-Colts, you know, those are probably two of the best games. The Texans edged that one out 29-27. That was a good one.
How about that throw from Richardson? Filthy. Like sprinting, scrambling off his back foot and throws it 63-something yards in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute seed. And yeah, gets caught. Like, that dude's got a cannon, which we all knew from Tennessee watching him throw.
Yeah.
It's good to see him healthy, and I hope he makes it all season. But it was, that was a seed for sure. And didn't get to watch that game live, but just watched it, like I said, game cast. But that one, you said that one turned out pretty well. It came down to the last play or something, or
yeah, the Colts went for, I guess, went for 2:14 left. They scored, kicked it, and I guess, you know, didn't get the ball back, obviously. But I mean, it was back and forth. And anytime you have two touchdowns of a 60-yard and then a 54-yard, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I mean, Stroud, he's going to be pretty good. 234, two touchdowns. Richardson, 9 of 19, 212, and two touchdowns with an interception. But, I mean, shoot. I mean, that's a day. Joe Mixon, by far, I mean, video game, 30 carries, 159 and a touchdown. And people are like, oh, he's going there, he's not going to be relevant. Mm-mm. And Mixon still has some tread on those tires.
I was about to say, how good did that core look? I mean, they got so many weapons on that offense with Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, and then now you add Mixon to it. Like, how filthy is that?
I mean, Diggs is your number two. His name will say he's number one, but Nico, 6 for 117. Tank Dell, 3 for 40. Stephon, 6 for 33 and two touchdowns. I mean, take your pick.
That's got to be the best wide receiver core in the NFL, right?
Like, and then you got Dalton Schultz to throw in the mix, who's a heck of a tight end.
Man. I think the only other one you have is the Buccaneers that can hold a candle to that.
Yeah, and Chris Godwin, Mike Evans.
And what would you put San Francisco at third? Ayuk and Debo.
Man, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of other teams.
Chase and T. Higgins are pretty good.
That's a pretty good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of an even match for third with about four or five teams.
Yeah.
But now you got Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, which might just be the Mahomes effect.
Yeah, and then Hollywood Brown will be joining them soon.
And you got Isaiah Likely, Rashad Bateman, who's finally healthy. Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews with the Ravens. And so it's – I mean, Brandon Cooks looks like he's going to be relevant this year.
Yeah.
With the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I think last year they get him more involved. It turns out completely different, but that's just me personally. I mean, yeah, CD, Brandon Cooks, Jake Ferguson. I mean, they've said Jalen Tolbert and Jalen Brooks have really –
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
They've shown some upside and some promise. So it's going to be fun to see you know, who takes on the receiving award this year. But I think the Browns have the best core in the league. Kadarius Toney and Amari Cooper.
There you go. Too bad they can't get the ball to him to miss the ball. And
yeah, I still want Myles Garrett to get the hell out of there if you can.
Yeah. That might be a trade midseason when they're 1-6, 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
Go put them on the Chiefs or put them on.
Well, not the Chiefs. Games.
Get the Browns a couple more first rounders so they can waste them on quarterbacks that aren't relevant.
Yeah, that's no lie.
Who do you think was the biggest disappointment this week? Like, other than someone you had hopes for that ended up kind of crapping the bed a little bit. Who was y'all's biggest disappointment?
Falcons, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Cousins didn't. He looks like he might be hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think.
That's why they drafted Phoenix. That's what
exactly.
Phoenix.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins just couldn't put any pressure on his plant foot.
So that is the one he popped his Achilles? Is it the plant foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch that game, but just looking at it, they blew that game and should have won it.
Mm-hmm.
since I didn't get to watch that one, I was going to go with Bengals. They look like the biggest disappointment to me, just the ones I was able to watch.
Yeah.
How high up they should have been, you know, how high they were ranked with everything, all their weapons, and then come in and get beat by New England pretty soundly. Like, it didn't seem pretty close. It was three and outs, turnovers. They pretty much got handled the whole game.
Yeah, nobody's expecting for the Patriots to be anything better than average. So,
yeah,
go in there and get beat.
Yeah.
I mean, you see Fields got the nod for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good for him. I hope he does well so he can look at the Bears and say, you know, just
enjoy that. But,
How big of a game that's going to be
with the Bears' nails.
How's that going to be with the if the Bears and Steelers, when they play, it's going to be all field goals. There's not going to be a single offensive touchdown all game.
Well, I guess Roma Dunzie got hurt as well. MCL.
Really?
Yeah, MCL sprain, I think.
Not good.
Not good at all.
You know, the Jaguars look bad. I don't know what their deal is from 2 years ago when they looked like all-world playoff team. And
well, they should have beat probably Miami, didn't they? Isn't that how they played?
17-20, yep.
Yeah, lost on the last-second field goal.
Mm-hmm. Robinson, that Robinson guy looks good. Brian Robinson.
Yeah. They gave up 2 field goals in the last 4 minutes to lose it.
Yeah.
Who's the running back for
ETN?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a stud.
So, yeah, the Jaguars gave up 13 points in the last 17 minutes of the game and couldn't score.
Bang. Blew that one.
Yeah.
Blew that one. Or I guess they got cuffed up then.
Yeah. Really, really pulled over for that one.
Yeah.
Miami.
They need to get a ticket for losing that game.
Yeah. They do, for sure. Yeah, that was definitely.
So does that mean the Patriots are the best team in that division right now?
I don't know. We'll find out. That's going to be tough. That's going to probably be one of the lower divisions, it sounds like.
I don't know. I had bigger aspirations for the Raiders. I thought they'd do better than 10 points.
They didn't look good.
Yeah. And old lad McConkey.
Yeah,
5 catches, 39s, and a touchdown. J.K. Dobbins, welcome back from his injury. So, 2 injury riddled. 10 carries, 135, and a touchdown. Whew, have a day, son.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
Lad McConkey is my vote for Rookie of the Year. I'm going to call it.
Could very well, you know, have it be true. The way it's going now, it could be toss up between him and Jaden.
Yeah. Which, if it does, they'll give it to Jaden. But just with that receiving core, is not really. He's going to step up with, and then have Herbert in the backfield, you know, throwing to him. I think it would be a good combo.
Absolutely.
Don't forget about Xavier Worthy.
Yeah. He's quick, boy. He's quick. Cool.
140 pounds of him. That was ridiculous. Yeah.
He might not be heavy, but you got to catch him first.
No joke. I like to see him and Tyreek in a race.
That would be fun. Well,
the Bills really relied heavily on Josh Allen that game. I mean,
they lost all their weapons, man.
Yeah.
Gabe Davis is gone. Stephon Diggs is gone. You got Kincaid still there and Knox, but I mean, what other wide receiver that is a top tier, you know, that you can count on now?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, you got Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, Valdez Scantling.
Yeah, it's a whole different core there.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen, 232, 18 completions, 2 touchdowns, and
2 rushing and 2 throwing.
9 rushes, 39 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I mean,
And they avoided a big scare with him, with his hand being okay. You know, he's going to play. It's not broken or anything like that. So that's,
yeah,
man, that was, I was watching that game like, what is going on here? The Cardinals were able to have their way with them, and all of a sudden it stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, that was a back and forth for a little bit, and then just Cardinals look like they faded out, man, quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They just keyed in on Kyler finally, and well, yeah, that's all it took.
Yeah, is that Kyler's fault or Harrison's fault? Who is he just not getting open, or is Kyler? I know there's one pass where he was wide open and Kyler didn't find him, but throughout the whole game he got shut down. He had like 1.4 fantasy points, so it was like,
I don't know if it's really him getting shut down versus not getting the ball.
Yeah.
He only had 3 targets.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you have a guy like that and you don't target him? How do you have a running back get more targets than you? Your tight end got 9 targets. So was Kyler, you know, coming back from injury? Was he Mr. Happy Feet and trying to get rid of the ball? And
yeah. Well, Connor is a beast, so I'd be giving him the ball quite a bit too. So I don't,
for sure. I bet the Steelers wish they still had him.
Yeah.
Nothing against Najee or those guys, but Connor's just a different guy.
Yeah, he is.
Let's go to the laughable game. The Bears and Titans. Wow, yeah. That's some heck of quarterback play from those two guys, huh?
I would have hated to pay money to go watch that.
Oh, so many people did.
Yeah.
Man. I wonder how many people walked out of that game halfway through. And just
all of them.
I got a yard to mow.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, I got a better thing to do.
Yeah, but I missed church this morning. I'm going to go.
I mean, it was 17-0 halfway through the second quarter. And then all of a sudden, Tennessee forgot how to play offense. What did their coach say? We could have punted on first and 10.
Mm-hmm. And we would have had a chance to win. We would have won that game if we punted every first down. Yeah.
So you have a 21-yard block punt return, and then you have a 43-yard interception return, which I don't know where he was shoveling that ball to or what he was thinking, but the Cobra, where it's, you know, hands behind his head just watching it, it's like, hey, Tyreek, take some lessons right there, man. It's
Yeah, that's going to be a good meme from here on out.
Oh,
that was hilarious.
But yeah, I
and then to think that you did something, it was like you did nothing to it, bro. No. Just, your defense did. Like, yeah. And then for all the hype coming out, like he's going to be the best thing since sliced bread, and then pull that. It's like, bro, if that's what you got against the Titans, you got bigger things coming when you play somebody else.
ESPN finally updated. Go ahead, Trey.
Didn't he say he didn't care about stats too? Like in the
post-game? I wouldn't either after that game.
You're well behind the eight ball now.
That's what I would say too if I didn't passing yards, you know.
I don't care. Okay. I didn't win a championship in college, but I still got my number retired.
Yeah, play 2 years and don't win a Pac-12 and then get your number retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least Reggie won a national championship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so ESPN's highlight now. Caleb Williams has a rough debut, but gets bailed out by Bears defense. There, accurate heading. Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, Caleb has enough weapons there. It's not like his team's not trying to bail him out and help him as much as possible.
I mean, you got Keenan Allen leading your receiver corps. Come on, man.
Yeah, that guy's an awesome athlete.
Let's see, you got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunzie, Cole Kmet. I mean, it's like, what do you need? If Justin Fields had that, he would have been a lot better. But instead, he had 4 or 5 different offensive coordinators, and a different scheme, or head coach, or something, like that, a different scheme every year. What do you expect him to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's get rid of our quarterback we've been trying to build around for the last 4 years and build a team.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And then get a quarterback. It's like,
yeah.
How's that work?
It doesn't.
Looks like they started handing the ball off to the whole wide receiver core too.
Mm-hmm. I just looked at that. That was crazy. What were those?
Who the Bears play next week?
Who cares?
Yeah. I'm just seeing who they're going to get rocked by.
Texans.
Oh, they're fucked.
And then the Colts, and then the Rams. It's okay. They have hope week five.
Is it Vegas?
The Panthers.
That should be close.
Oh, my God.
And then they got
3-5.
Their schedule plays out the rest of the way. Jaguars, Commanders, Cardinals, Patriots, Packers, Vikings, Lions, 49ers, Vikings, Lions, Seahawks, Packers.
They're not going to win much.
What do you say, three games?
Yeah, if they're lucky. If they lose to the Panthers.
Oh. If they lose to the Panthers, Caleb can retire right away.
They might have first pick again.
Yeah, they'll just trade it away for whatever.
Well, you just send Caleb to the Browns so they can have their next quarterback.
That's a good fit.
Pick up all their draft picks.
Give him another $130 million and just, yeah.
No Cleveland Steamers.
Yeah. But, yeah, you could tell Deshaun looked like he hasn't played a single preseason game. He looked so out of sync. He looked like he was playing scared for sure. But then again, if I had Michael Parsons coming at me, I'd be running scared too. But
Parsons on the one side, D-Law on the other side. And just
Yeah. But still, it didn't look like he had any time rushing everything, throwing.
Died on that massage table.
Yeah. He didn't save any energy for the game.
And he's got another lawsuit on him, I guess. So.
Yep.
Yeah, there's another one came out.
Yep.
Like 2020 or something like that?
Yeah, 2020. It's, oof. Good for them.
Yeah. That brings it to our final game, Monday game that we just watched last night. Jets, 49ers. What y'all's thoughts on that?
Jets are done. It looks like they're done. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has it. So how long are they going to have him out on the field before they go to their backup?
The whole year?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they have to.
I mean, what are you going to do? Tell Aaron Rodgers, sorry, you're benched. I mean, the Packers did that. Yeah.
I think he's trying to do what Brady did, right? And it's just not going to be successful. Go to another team, lift them out from the bottom, and win a Super Bowl.
Halfway through the year, he'll get traded to the Vikings and pull the Brett Favre, and the Sam Darnold didn't cut it.
I don't know. Sam Darnold might be better than Aaron Rodgers right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, their backup's Mr. Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor can come save the day, yeah.
But, I mean, Aaron owned up. He goes, I need to play better. Well, it comes from you played three snaps the year before, had an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Aaron, on making it further than last year, though. So,
right?
Yep.
We're already doing better.
But what baffles me is you let a backup running back come in and put up 147 yards on you. You don't have to worry about McCaffrey coming out of the backfield to catch. You don't have to worry about McCaffrey running it down your throat. You got to worry just about receivers now. You should be able to stop that running game.
Yeah, it's kind of like the coach playing 3D chess there. Okay, McCaffrey's out. So now all of a sudden, does the opposing defense just completely forget about the running back and go to the wide receivers to try to cover them, left it wide open, and then they fed them the same game play that they'd give McCaffrey and watch him run all over them? Just fold them.
The
system that's there.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it's not for Jake Moody, 49ers lose that game. 46-yard field goal, 51-yard field goal, 31-yard field goal. Screw Jake Moody. Yeah, same, bro. 53-yard field goal.
He lost me by 0.1 on my fantasy. 0.18 because he had to decide to go out for 26. Stupid jerk.
You know, that garbage time, 20 seconds left, touchdown, took points away from my defense. I was going to win. Freaking Rodgers, I hope you tear your other Achilles. Not really. That's rude. But, I mean, yeah. Moody had a day. But, so I guess Ayuk dropped the touchdown in the end zone after he held out. So, yeah, but 2 for 28. You know, Debo 5 for 54. Jawan Jennings 5 for 64. So it's not like and Kittle 4 for 40. It's not like they put up astounding numbers. The ball got spread around, yeah, for sure. But
was that a concern that they did kick so many field goals, they weren't able to put it in the end zone that many times? Is that a concern? I mean, it's got to be, right?
It's got to be. But, I mean, like you said, you're missing your number one weapon. So the fact that you're able to get in field goal range and still get 18 points on field goals, I mean, that's got to say something too, right? But at the same time, you still have enough weapons, you should be able to get first downs. You should be able to at least take chances in the end zone. Or is that just Brock Purdy being a system QB and they're playing it safe with him, putting him in situations to succeed?
I mean, he'll admit that he's a system quarterback. So
He knows how anywhere much of that else dynamic's he might not have a job
when he gets his big payday.
See, I think the Niners are in a spot to where they will look for a quarterback or they'll trade for one when it comes to that point because they're not going to want to pay him. He's going to think he's worth this much more. It's like, okay, well, if we change the system, what are you going to do?
I mean, is he not? He's probably won more playoff games than Dak, right?
Yeah. No, for sure. Yes. Yes. No, but I'm just saying that as like an outside argument. It's like they can come back and say, well, we've put this system around you to succeed, where if we change the game plan, how are you going to handle it? You know, I applaud him. Mr. Irrelevant to being a freaking starting quarterback? Heck yeah. Go get your money, kid. I just hope the 49ers do what's right and they, you know, continue to ride the horse that's got them there.
Yeah, I think he's a great fit for all the weapons they did put around him. I hope they can keep that core there for a while.
I mean, other than that, what do you have? Jimmy Garoppolo? And then you had Trey Lance? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were saying Trey Lance is going to be the next Carson Wentz. What, Carson Wentz have really one good year? And then got hurt and didn't win the Super Bowl? It was Nick Foles. So, I mean,
Brandon Allen is their backup, and then Joshua Dobbs is their third string.
The old rocket scientist, huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he looked like he was going to be the next thing coming when the way he started last year, then it's kind of crashed.
For the Vikings.
Crashed. Hard. I guess it was that one game he had 3 or 4 picks and never recovered from it.
No.
Yeah, he was tearing it up, and then, like you said, that one game, and then he just fell off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made a couple of good teams look silly.
Yeah, well, To start next week, what's one matchup you guys are looking forward to for next week? We'll wrap this thing up.
I have to look. Yeah.
Read all the games for us.
Out of all the fantasy teams I had, I think only one won. How did everybody else do?
On what?
Fantasy football. I won one league game out of seven.
I was one for two.
I lost by 0.28 points.
I was one for two, and I lost by 0.18.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So week two, you got Bills Dolphins on Thursday, 49ers Vikings, Seahawks Patriots, Giants Commanders, Chargers Panthers, Saints Cowboys, Colts Green Bay, Browns Jags, Jets Titans, Bucks Lions, Raiders Ravens, Rams Cardinals, Bengals Chiefs, Steelers Broncos, Bears Texans, Falcons Eagles. I would say for me it'd probably be Buccaneers Lions.
Yeah. That should be a great matchup. I mean, you got I don't know how good the Buccaneers defense is, but you certainly have two well put together offenses and the Lions defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in Detroit.
Nice.
Now, typically you'd look forward to the Bengals Chiefs, but the way the Chiefs looked,
and the way the Bengals looked, it might be a blowout.
Yeah. So let's go down the order. Anybody got a who y'all taking? Bills and Dolphins.
Dolphins. Change it up.
I'll go Bills.
Okay. I'll go Bills too. Chargers will probably win, but I'm gonna go Bills. Saints Cowboys.
Cowboys.
The boy.
Yeah. Steelers Broncos.
Steelers.
I'm gonna go Steelers just solely on their defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bunch of picks. Three picks.
I think we can all say Ravens. Ravens or Raiders, if you gotta know.
Yeah. I was wondering, are they playing the Panthers or no?
I'd say plus 21.
They're favored by 9.5.
Where are they playing?
Baltimore.
Don't matter.
The Cleveland Steamers and the Jaguars.
Browns. Bounce back.
I said Jags.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Browns.
I'll mention this next week, next episode.
Okay. Yeah, Deshaun will molest a win away from him.
I was looking around for my notepad, and I didn't see it. Now I'm looking over in another corner of the room where it wasn't, and there it is. So I was going to write it down.
You going to rub a W out?
Yeah. Going to fire some shots. Jets, Titans.
Jets. I'll say Jets.
Yeah, Jets. Wilson goes off. Two touchdowns.
I like it.
I think Rodgers comes back because he doesn't like being humbled like that the way he was. Niners, Vikings.
I'll say if McCaffrey's gone, it might be kind of close, but if McCaffrey's back, it might be a couple touchdowns.
49ers, Sam Darnold gets hurt.
They're saying McCaffrey's dealing with Achilles tendonitis or something like that?
That's not good.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, that was like the latest I saw was something like Achilles tendon tendonitis. Like, that sounds brutal. What the heck were you doing? Do you think that is a case of being overused or what?
He's going to be overused wherever he goes. He's just a beast. He's just on his hands every time. I mean, who wouldn't? It's just, that's the milk cow right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if that, it comes from overtraining of a certain muscle group or something and causing stress on the Achilles. I mean, he's such a beast.
Yeah. I'll say Niners in that game, too. I think we can all say Chargers over the Panthers.
Might be close. Might be, within 40.
6.5-point favorites is the Chargers.
Whoa, take that one.
17-10.
the over under apparently is 38.5.
Good.
You know, the Vikings Niners is 45.5 and San Francisco by 6. Seahawks Chargers. Patriots.
Pats. That defense looks good.
Let's go Pats. Yeah, why not?
I'll be the outlier. I'll go the Seahawks.
I don't like either one of those teams.
Do you want that?
As a loser.
Loser. All right. The pick sixes or the Redskins?
Redskins, baby.
Well, the Commanders, yeah.
I'm definitely going to go Jaden Daniels too, so. All right, so the Buccaneers-Lions seems to be, they got Detroit by 7, 51.5 is the over-under.
Lions.
It's going to be another Lions game. I think it's going to be high-scoring, back and forth.
Yeah.
I think Bucks will be up late, and then Lions will come back and win it, steal one away from them.
They're in Detroit, if that helps at all. So, yeah, I'm gonna take Detroit on that one. If Jordan Love is healthy, this game has a whole different perception about it. The Colts Packers.
Colts.
That would have been awesome if he was healthy. I would have loved to seen that. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go Colts just because only solely because Jordan's out.
Yep. I agree with that. Rams Cardinals. They got Arizona 1.5 favorite.
I'll go Cardinals there. Yeah.
Cards look good up until the fourth quarter.
Look good or the Bills look bad?
Connor's going to go off. I think Harrison will finally get his first TD.
There's a lot to wake up on that Cardinals offense still.
Yeah, they got George looked pretty good, didn't he? So
yeah, Puka's out.
Yep. Yeah, I would say the Rams if Puka wasn't hurt, but I don't know if. Not having a second guy like that to help Cup out is really gonna unfold.
I don't know why the Lions didn't start doubling Cup after Puka went out. Like, he tore them up. He had, like, what, 17 catches?
Something. Yeah. I can see the Cardinals coming out on top of that one. Bengals Chiefs. They got KC by 6.
Chiefs.
By 14.
Yeah, Chiefs might go undefeated this year.
So, they have said that Burrow is a kryptonite to Mahomes. But do you think after that lackluster, lethargic Bengals showing that they bounce back from that immediately? Or
they need one more week.
At least. Yeah. And I think, you know, the immediate emergence of Xavier Worthy should put fear in a lot of people's eyes. I'll go Chiefs as well. Matt, you're going to take the Bears. I know that.
T. Higgins back?
T. Higgins, I think he was week to week. He should be.
Make a difference, like a small difference. I don't know how much. And then, like I said, Hollywood Brown will be back for for the Chiefs. So if they're all fully loaded, it's a bit closer, but I still think Chiefs are going to take it pretty soon.
Bears, Texans.
Texans by 1,000.
By 17.
They'll have a second string quarterback in the fourth quarter.
How many passing yards does Caleb Williams have this game?
104.
I think it'll break. Only because of fourth quarter.
one pass will be for 98 yards.
he's going to average 26 yards a quarter. Oh man, I'll say he probably has about $115.
He'll get his first passing touchdown, and all the news will be like he's the next thing to walk on water.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams channels inner Tom Brady.
It'll be on the first drive too, and then it'll just go downhill.
Then absolutely, I like that.
And then the birds of prey, the Falcons and Eagles.
Eagles.
The Eagles, especially if the Falcons play the same way. Falcons Oof. Might put a little bit together, make it close. But I think just Saquon and Hurts are just going to take over, and they're going to handle Falcons, it.
Do they even have a run game? I don't know who. Is that Zamir White?
I mean, they got Tyler Algier, Bijan Robinson,
James McClellan. Yeah, Bijan Robinson. Feed that beast.
They've got some.
Bijan had last week, last Sunday?
I don't know.
Don't think he showed up.
But the Falcons in general didn't show up.
Didn't.
Let's see. Bijan. Come on. 5 for 43.
5 carries?
Mm-hmm.
5 carries?
Oh, no, sorry. That was receiving. It popped up. 18 for 68.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why it showed me receiving.
68.
Who's the backup for Kirk Cousins?
Penix.
There's a really good chance that this is the last game Cousins plays this year.
Really? Is that bad, huh?
Yeah. He's hurt. I think he needs to. Yeah.
You don't think he's 100% back from his Achilles?
I don't think he's 100%. Maybe he's not hurt. Maybe that thing just did not heal right.
I thought Achilles took a full year, and he went down like, what, fifth game?
They're typically 9 to a year.
Yeah, and he did it like, what, week 4, week 5?
Yeah.
I think Penix starts week 3.
There's no one behind Penix. There's no third string on their depth chart.
Uh-uh.
So you got a savvy vet that signed 100 and something million, and a rookie first rounder that signed something million. So, but yeah. We got Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't have Kirk Cousins getting hurt. I mean, you need him to take a couple weeks off and heal up or get that thing fixed and then come back in for a
He signed a 4-year. Right?
I think it's 4.
Good for him. Good dude.
Yeah.
Oh, so somehow Mr. I can't play in the spotlight keeps getting paydays. I don't get it.
Kirk?
But, yeah.
He's got a heck of an agent. Agent deserves all the credit.
Dude, no just keeps joke. Getting ready.
I think he's got overall like the highest money made out of his 3 or 4 deals.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. You don't have a Justin Jefferson or it hurts.
Who they got? London? That there are the
right. Yeah, but he may not be anything. I mean, he hasn't proven anything yet, I don't think. It's just hype.
Yeah, you got him and Darnell Mooney. We'll see. Yeah. Was that the Monday night game?
Do what?
Eagles Falcons was a Monday night game.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to use Pitts more this year.
I hope so. I got him in my league, so that's what I was rooting on with Kirk, because he usually likes to target his
mm-hmm.
tight Hawkinson last year.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they turn that connection up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all our games.
Yeah, that's all the games. So real quick, a little college football. Who's the best looking team in college right now?
Georgia
for sure. Texas looked good, but then again, you got a deflated Michigan. I don't know if that's a for sure like clear cut win that you give them over top 10. I know they're top 10, but Michigan's missing their whole offensive line. They're starting quarterback, and I just don't know if you can count that as a great win. But Texas does look good, and like you said, Georgia looks really good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then more teams will be playing ranked opponents coming up, so we're getting away from the, you know, Alabama's playing Western Kentucky or whoever the hell they play.
Yeah, but I think Georgia by far does look like the Georgia we're used to seeing lately.
Yep.
I think you do got to give Texas credit going into the Big House like that and putting that. I mean, doesn't matter who, how good or bad Michigan is. They usually play really good in their own house.
Well, your confidence. The scary thing is Texas confidence. How?
Yeah.
Boy, they're going to be. They won't be gun shy.
Well, they just can't turn around and pull a Notre Dame against whoever they're playing this week and UTSA.
They're playing Purdue right up the street from where I am right now.
Who? Texas?
Notre Dame. I thought that's who you were asking.
No, I'm saying they can't pull a Notre Dame
and play like
they did against NIU because they're playing UTSA this week. They can't look past that game.
Hey, NIU's ranked 25th now.
Yeah, good for them.
First time since, what was it, 2016 or something like that, when they had that good team then?
Mm-hmm. How's Oklahoma State look?
Oklahoma State?
I mean, about like you'd expect early in the year. They're up and down, hit and miss. And I know they were 21-3 at halftime. And
yeah.
Then all of a sudden they're going double OT. I was just like, okay, all right.
Statistically, they should have lost that game. Every category, they were blown out. And I don't know how they won that game, but they did. They pulled it together and pulled it out.
I stopped game casting it. So I was watching a volleyball tournament, and I was like, whatever. And we sat down for lunch. I was like, holy crap. So,
you had to check in on my Notre Dame buddy, make sure he wasn't having any thoughts. I had a welfare check on it. I was like, hey, bro. And he's like, you need someone to talk to. Like, I don't want to talk about it. And I was like, it's okay.
Well, OU looked like they might be the worst team in the SEC.
They tried the thing, didn't they?
Man, that's I don't understand that. But I guess so. What's his face? Didn't OU's quarterback get hurt?
Arnold?
Don't know.
I thought he got hurt.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Unless it was something new, I don't know. I haven't heard if he did.
Well, I thought they said he popped his shoulder out and he popped it back in. I don't know.
I didn't hear that.
There's ropes and dirt on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Apparently not. 19 of 32, 174, and two TDs. Unless they were using that as an excuse for why he was doing so bad. Against Houston.
They just don't have a defense, and that's going to come back and bite their ass.
Yeah.
They do have a really good defensive player, one of the best in the nation. But
I don't know how they haven't got their defense. DV being a defensive mind, you know, figured he'd have it figured out by year three.
Mm-hmm. Who's your most disappointing team so far? Normally the perennial.
Florida State, wouldn't it be?
Top 10.
I mean, would it be Florida State? They were undefeated all last year and then lose their last three games.
Ukulele, or whatever his name is. I'm sorry, he's not the answer.
Oh, terrible. One of the most overrated guys. He was ranked above Stroud in his draft class.
Yeah. Trey, what would you say?
I think that's the answer, Florida State.
I would agree with Florida State, but I'm going to go Oregon hasn't looked good.
Yeah. Ooh. No, that running back for Boise State is awesome. He's got
9 6 touchdowns or something that one
I think game. He's got 9. He had 6 and 1. 6 and 1 game against Oregon.
Yeah, but I'm saying like your typical run and gun, score fast Oregon, that is not Oregon this year. That
they didn't look good both games.
No. And that's why they've dropped, 6, 7 spots in 2 weeks?
They needed to because Idaho was playing them close. And then Boise, I guess they're going to play every team in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a third team in Idaho that I don't know about?
The Potatoes.
Idaho Western, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't look good at all either compared to all the hype that they had, so I don't know. They might suffer a loss here early on and then get their act together.
I think the biggest surprise this year has been Nebraska.
Yeah. Curb stomp, freaking Colorado. Love it.
Yeah. Mahomes is
highest-rated. Highest-rated player ever, the quarterback, freshman quarterback.
Mm.
little Mahomey.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see him doing his pregame thing? They had Mahomes underneath it. It's like he worked on it to where it's mm-hmm. perfect.
It mirrors it exactly. I mean, why not? Yeah. Yes. I mean, why not?
It's awesome. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he gets paid a ton of NIL because he's.
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Boy. Before we cut it off, any good or interesting stories?
I got any. 9/11 tomorrow. Just for those that, I mean, I feel super old because there's some youngsters that I was bringing up 9/11. They're like, what's up with that day? And I'm like, man, you only knew. So just keeping all those families still in our prayers, even years later, man, it's still heartbreaking to think about that they, a lot of people went to bed this night of September 10th, not knowing that tomorrow's their last day. So it's just kind of still something to think about, heavy on your hearts. And even this much later, it's still a pretty big deal.
Yep.
Trey, I know we were both at Southwest. You remember what class you were in?
2004. It's our 20-year high school reunion. It's crazy.
You remember what class you were in when all that happened?
Oh, I do. Sorry. No, yeah, the Coach Camp's class.
Coach Camp. Never had the pleasure, but I was in Coach McGowan's class, ACT class, that kind of history-English merge class. They just rolled a TV in, like, hey, what's going on? We're like, what is this?
What grade were you in?
Yeah.
You were a sophomore. I was a junior.
Yep, sophomore, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in that like
fifth grade class. Rolled the TV in too, and anytime you say that to a kid, they're like, "You rolled a TV in?" I'm like, "Yeah, you never understand. That was the best day ever, my day." But yeah, they rolled the TV in. We watched the whole coverage from morning to about lunch. It was crazy. Yeah. I remember
you walk in, you see that TV there. They dude, hold on a second, come wheeling in. You're like, "Yeah!" Yeah. That day, I was like, TV what day. Are we doing?
Substitute. They rolled that TV in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those laser discs that they used to have? The, like, huge CDs they'd play in there.
Man.
Schools got scammed, didn't they? So many times. Schools spent money on stupid crap.
Wheels.
Listen, I know Matt can't relate, but we come from the time of VHS as well, so.
Always forgot to rewind them, but I remember VHSs.
I like the little hidden feature where if you fast forward them all the way to the end, they rewind themselves.
Never caught on to that. I had to put it in that rewinder, the solo rewinder that was on
the best. Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's a great episode. Glad we got to get this thing cut and posted before next week starts, and we'll hit another week up. Week two. Keep it rolling.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Trey, will your Fever game tomorrow?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I got a Fever game tomorrow, and I got a Cubs game Monday. I'll be in Chicago next week.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice. Day game or night game?
Night game. They're playing the A's.
Go get an interview so you can post it on the podcast. And
keep going. I'll just run on the field. And
there you go.
I need you to interview the A's play-by-play.
Yeah.
Be the most monotone interview ever.
Yeah. Boys, y'all have a good one. Appreciate y'all getting on tonight. Y'all enjoy. Have a good one.
All right. Yep. See you guys.
All right. See you, boys.